About 15 speakers represented organizations ranging from labor unions to women's groups. One thing they all had in common was a mutual distaste for leadership in Florida. Tim Martin of Awake the State's Pinellas County chapter said the organization sprung up directly because of Governor Rick Scott's anti-middle class agenda.
Unfortunately, you know, with the supermajority that we have in both the House and Senate and the ideologically driven Tea Party governor that we have in office, it's a huge uphill battle. So, you know, part of what we do is through Awake is to really seek political change, you know, and I think that is an important strategy. But I think other things like maybe what the Occupy movement is doing, which seeks more systematic change, is just as relevant because with so much money in politics now, it's really hard to get anywhere.
President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act has been one of the biggest targets of right-wing conservatives. They've challenged its constitutionality and given it what some consider a condescending nickname. Advocate Darden Rice said it's not called Obamacare. It's a law on the books, and Republicans need to get out of the way.
Citizens should be angry that Governor Rick Scott is making it such an agenda to attack Medicaid and to withdraw the state from participating meaningfully in federal health care reform. By doing this, we are hurting senior citizens who are in nursing homes. We're hurting students. We're hurting women. We're hurting Hispanic people. This law is meant to help so many people in Florida. It's a landmark health care reform act, and we need the governor to show leadership in implementing this law instead of blocking it.
The health care reform law has already banned insurance companies from denying coverage to minors based on pre-existing conditions and will expand that to adults in 2014. It also requires insurance companies to keep young adults on their parents' policies for longer. That's something Eckerd College student Dana Nalvin needs as she transitions into a career.
The ACA Act that they were talking about today, that would strip us of a lot of our health care issues, that's really the most terrifying for me, especially because I graduate from college in May, so my health care is up for grabs, and who knows what will happen then.
Governor Scott refused millions of dollars in fundings meant to prepare states for changes associated with the Affordable Care Act. Putting off planning measures could put the state way behind in its implementation. But that's not the only way advocates think Scott is attacking health care. Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida spokesperson Wendy Sears Grassi said there have already been 8 proposed bills that impact reproductive rights and a woman's access to health care.
There's one that is an outright ban on all abortion with hardly any exceptions. There's one that would ban abortion at 20 weeks gestation on the stipulation that that's when the fetus begins to feel pain, which is there's absolutely no evidence of it at all. There's another one that's going to further regulate clinics to make it more difficult for us to comply with the hopes of probably shutting us down. That would be the aim of that, I would suspect. There's another one which gives kudos to these crisis pregnancy centers, where nothing more than groups set up to try to convince young women not to have an abortion.
Public education took a $1.35 billion hit in last year's budget. The cuts led to massive teacher layoffs and a required 3% contribution to pension plans for those educators who didn't find themselves on the chopping block. After a year of public outcry, Governor Scott has proposed restoring $1 billion, but he doesn't have concrete plans to pay for it. Pinellas County PTA Representative Judy Owen said collecting sales tax from out-of-state online retailers could be the answer.
Members of the Pinellas County delegation, Senator Latvala and Representative Hooper, were both talking about starting collections on the internet sales tax, which could bring that money in. That's estimated to be about $1 billion a year. So that could make up for those funds. So that's very encouraging news on education.
Even if there is a $1 billion surge in education funding, some public education advocates are concerned that money won't be used wisely. Former Pinellas County School Board candidate Jim Jackson said funding intended for maintenance and building projects on public schools got spent on privately run public charter schools last year. He said this money needs to be used exclusively for public schools.
I've been for more parental choice, but choice within the rubric of the public schools. Fundamental schools, more magnet programs, the IB programs expanded, those kinds of things, not voucher, not privatization of public schools whatsoever, using public dollars for public education.
Marshall Ogletree is the executive director of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association. Even though he advocates for public education, He's also concerned about a fairly new legislative process that he said isn't democratic.
Watching what's happened in the last 10 years as the legislature finds a way in the last 72 hours to pass political policy issues through budget-conforming bills. And in addition, when it goes through the normal committee process, and if a bill is in jeopardy in a committee, the leadership pulls it out of that committee, or they send the majority leader in who can vote in a committee hearing to make the vote be the way they want it to be.
Ogletree said budget-conforming bills affect transportation, social programs, and just about anything that could come up in the legislative session. Other issues were also tackled at the rally, including funding for emergency medical technicians and equality for women and minorities in the workplace. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.